Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in. It's beautiful Brooklyn. Long as I live here, believe I'm gonna fly. Hey,
know where you're going, but don't know how to get there? You found the rabbit hole, Alex. From free bars, apartment hunting, and sending out your demo, he's here to make sure you don't break the bank. Welcome to the Starving Artist Podcast with your host, Johnny Santa.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Starving Artist's Guide. I'm your host, Johnny Sanford. We got a great show for you guys today. We've got some music featuring Mark Berger. We got Tam Lin. We've got Jim Bone. And Randy Stern. This is the Starving Artist Singer-Songwriter Edition. We'll get some great music. These guys are awesome. I've had a really great time listening to the music that's been submitted. The website is blowing up. We've got hundreds of submissions. And it's getting tough to get through all of the submissions. So thank you guys for your patience. We really appreciate it over here at the Starving Artist Guide. Really excited about, we're going to have a promotion budget over here. It's going to be blowing up. So if you guys want to get on this show, submit strictly through sonicbids.com. I'm getting a lot of promoters that want to do the show, but you guys got to do it through SonicBids. I have a contract with them, and they are helping to promote the show. So just go to sonicbids.com, set it up. Let's just get over through the news. I've been having a pretty rough week, but I'm trying to get through it. Having a good time today. It's actually Saturday. This is going to be the Sunday podcast. Hopefully we're going to get an interview in as well as the music, but man, it's been a rough week. Almost got in a fight with a guy at a bar the other day over the stupidest thing that I've ever heard anyone get in a fight over. It was over 4-H, the club. So I'll just leave it at that. It was interesting. So before we get into that, I got a little trick for you guys out there in New York City on a budget. It's called Broke-Ass Stewart's Guide to Living Cheaply in New York City. Now, this guy is basically did the same thing what I'm doing for restaurants, for shopping in New York City. That is kind of a small part of New York, Starving Artist Guide. Hopefully, I branch out, but this guy spent basically 2 years of his life looking through, you know, the streets of New York City, trying to get the best cheap eats around. So I'm going to go over a couple things from his book. I'm going to read the intro because it's pretty hilarious as well as just great info. I'm just going to read the introduction now. Keep in mind, there are some cursing, and I will not censor myself. So, this is the introduction to Broke-Ass Stewart's Guide to Living Cheaply in New York City. I'm sitting now in my Bushwick apartment, coming to terms with the realization that my time here in this strange and brutal city is coming to an end. I maintain that, no matter how much you love New York, the city fucking hates you. Don't take it personally. This bitch is just badder than you are. Her game is tighter, her mind is quicker, her swagger is more believable. She's not the one who got away. She's the one you never had a chance of getting. And that's what makes just being near her so exhilarating. There's a quote from Thomas Wolfe that goes something like, "One belongs to New York instantly. One belongs to it as much in 5 minutes as in 5 years." And I think old Mr. Tom Wolfe was onto something. New York will never be yours. You will always be hers. She's got you pussy whipped, and you fucking know it. But me, I'm leaving. 2.5 weeks and I'll be gone. I'm filling my days and notebooks, wandering through these streets, getting to know them as well as one gets to know a friend with benefits who lives in another town. I'm learning and admiring the creases, cracks, and characters of these thoroughfares, but I'll never know what it's like to be with them forever. This has just been an affair, and I'm heading home to California, to my wife, San Francisco. The one who takes the love I give and repays it in spades. But I'm gonna miss New York. It's quite possibly the best city in the world. I'm gonna miss the electric fervor of summertime rooftops and the girls who wear next to nothing on the humid, fetid subway. I'm gonna miss the snow that sneaks in while I'm dreaming and piles itself up on cars while they sleep on the street. I'll miss the little badge of pride that goes along with saying that I live in Brooklyn, not in Manhattan. I'll miss all the beautiful people who have nothing to say and all the ugly ones who say too much. Anything you could ever want is here, as long as you're willing to work for it and know where to look. Magic happens on a daily basis. The hard part is finding time to take it all in. Thank you, New York. You've been a sweet and charming mistress who deals out pleasure and pain equally, the way a blackjack dealer can just as easily give you 21 or make you bust. I'll be back, probably sooner than you'd like. But this is it for us, kiddo. This affair is over. And I want to ask you to never change, to stay just the way you are. So when I do come back, you'll be just as you are now. But you and I both know that can't happen. At least I'll have my book, which will let me pin down exactly who you were for me in the last 10 months. Just do me one favor after I leave. Tell all the developers they can suck my dick. This book isn't simply a guide to living cheaply in New York. It's more. It's a celebration of the fact that you don't have to be rich to enjoy this city. You don't have to have designer clothes and expensive things to love this place and make it your home. What makes life interesting is not the things that you own, but the shit that you do. This book is also about searching for glimpses of old New York, the way it was before the douchebags completely took over. So if that's what you were looking for when you picked up this book, well, pal, you've come to the right place. So that's the intro to Broke-Ass Stewart's Guide to Living Cheaply in New York City. And he's a pretty visceral writer. And he's got some really great tips. I'm about halfway through it, but I wanted to get into one section that I wholeheartedly agreed with. And this is, when you go down to Chinatown, there is a place that does dollar dumplings. And let me just find this. It's so awesome. It's called Fried Dumpling. It's at 106 Moscow Street between Mulberry and Mott Street. And it's also at 99 Allen Street between Broome and Delancey Street. And this is his, what he has to say. What starring, Broke-Ass Stewart has to say. The only English word for the ladies at Fried... The only English words the ladies at Fried Dumplings know are, how many? And that's enough, because the answer is usually 5. Yes, friends, you get 5 of the best dumplings you've ever had for $1. And apparently instead of change, they give you dumplings. I bought a 75-cent Coke, and instead of giving me back a quarter, she just gave me another dumpling. Sweet, right? What's funny is if you come out and say you want $20 worth of dumplings, the ladies kind of bug out, curse at you in Chinese, and then go into hyperdrive. My fantasy is to bring in that Japanese eating champion kid, Kobayashi, and throw down $50 and let him face off against the dumpling ladies. Probably be the best $50 ever spent. So I would recommend going down there. I've gone there, and it's true. You can get $5 dumpling, or $1 for 5 dumplings. And they're really good. And you can just gorge on them. So that's That's Brocast Stewart and his guide to New York City. Now, the Starving Artist Guide obviously has some aspects of that. In one episode, I went over Pizza by the Pound, which is at 12th and 4th Avenue, where you get a $10 pie and dollar beers when you join their book club. I would strongly recommend that, but I would also recommend the dumpling place. So I'm still working on getting around to the city and finding the little nooks and crannies. This guy obviously had a budget because he has a book out. So anyways, let's get into our first song. It's called Nobody Gonna Ride on the Railroad by Mark Berger. He's opened for Bob Dylan. He's a great singer-songwriter. Check it out. Nobody Gonna Ride on the Railroad.
Ride on the road. just in time when they just said goodbye. Buddy didn't ride on the railroad. Once proud and shining now, she's dust and dry.
All right, that was Nobody Gonna Ride on the Railroad by singer-songwriter Mark Berger. Great musician. He's performed at South by Southwest, and he's got a couple shows coming up in September. On the 24th of September, he's going to be playing Arlene's Grocery in Manhattan. On the 26th, he's going to be playing The Poor House in Trumansburg, New York at 8 p.m. for both dates. So, let's get into another tip. Little trick that a friend of mine told me about. It's called ninjavideo.net. Now, this isn't exactly for anyone who has problems with free movies on the internet. Now, I'm not talking about downloading. What's great about this site is it is strictly streaming. You don't download it. And what's great is it's in DivX quality. So it's basically a DVD of pretty much anything that's out in movie theaters. Also, it has a great selection of TV. Now, this is great because I don't pay for cable. I don't have cable, so I watch all my TV shows and movies on my computer. So last week I watched a couple different movies, but the legality is semi iffy. And the thing is, with so many people using a site like this, it's never going to come down on any one person. And there is no real laws regarding it. It's because you're streaming it. You're not downloading it. You're not stealing it. You're just watching it. So they got Real Time with Bill Maher, Daily Show, Colbert Report. You can also go to Hulu.com, which has advertisements, but it is completely legal because they make contracts. Now, I'm not totally sure whether or not these guys have contracts. I doubt it, but still, DivX quality, awesome stuff. I wouldn't recommend it for someone who has a conscience about that kind of thing. So anyways, let's get into the next artist. This is a singer-songwriter named Tam Lin. His track, Begin Again. She sees all of my memories. That was Tam Lin with Begin Again. You can check out some more of his songs at tamlinmusic.com. That's T-A-M-L-I-N music.com. He's also got two albums out, one called Floating World and his latest in the Twilight, which came out early in 2008. You can also check out his musics for download and for physical copy at cdbaby.com/tamlinmusic2. All right, so we're going to get to a new segment I'm going to be calling City Streets. It's going to focus on one particular area of the city. Today we're going to focus on Union Square and its surrounding awesomeness. Basically, I used to work here. I worked at the Barnes & Noble at 16th Street, 17th Street, and Broadway. You can take the NQRW 456 L train there. And it's a great little spot when it's nice out in the summer or in the winter to just sit, relax. There's always artists selling their goods and their art. Sometimes can be expensive, but it's a great place to go in the winter around Christmas time, and you can get some really great gifts for your family that are kind of New York related, but also very cool. Also, they have a green market every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And that is all organic. It's a great place to buy your vegetables at a pretty low price. Right now, raspberries are in season, and blueberries are coming into season. So everything's locally grown, and they bring them in. And it's a great place to get food that's organic. Now, you also have the Barnes & Noble up there at 17th Street on the north end of Union Square. But also, if you go down to the south end, you go to 12th and Broadway, you can get to the Strand, which is a great used bookstore. It's also got new books, but it's a great place to you can wander around there for hours. And that's actually where I got Brocast Stewart's Guide to New York City, to Living Cheaply in New York City, last week. You've also got, if you go a little east at 17th and 3rd Avenue, about two avenues over, there's a little a taco place called Paquitos. It's probably the best and the cheapest food, Mexican food, that you can get in the city. It's so delicious and really cheap. It's kind of a little dive, but it's awesome. And you've also got right near the west side of Union Square, you got Heartland Brewery. They brew their own beers. I would recommend going there in October. You can get the Pumpkin Ale, which is incredible. But it's kind of expensive, but it's definitely worth it when you're dealing with the Christmas rush of just everyone comes down to the city in the wintertime when it's just getting cold out. So that bit pretty much does it for this week's City Spotlight for you city slickers. Let's get into our next song. This is a song by singer-songwriter Jim Bone. It's a track called Shelter from the Storm, which is great because it's been rainy all week. Those of you who are down here in NYC know this. So Shelter from the Storm by Jim Bone, only in the Star Wars Guide.
There's a young man on the backstage, making soft at my guitar, driving fast past all those young girls, trying to impress them with my car. Hell, I didn't see the heartache, but my not-so-happy home, and I found myself seeking shelter from the storm. Never forget that summer when she took me for a ride, when my heart was burned to ashes and I thought that I would die. But I smiled upon the sunshine, it kept me safe and warm. That's where I find myself, seeking shelter from the storm. I'm an educated man. I've seen the rise and fall of many. I've seen the real thing, and you know I've seen a sham. I find my joy in simple things, like my children wide and home, running down the road with my dog. I find shelter from the storm. I've been walking down that highway now,
walking down the highway,
going 50 years or more. I got nothing left to prove to no one. I ain't gonna settle no score. Look here now. Someday I'll lay beneath the sun, and I walk those streets of gold in the arms of the Savior. I find shelter from the storm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo!
Alright, that was Jim Bone with Shelter from the Storm. You check out more of his music at jimbone.com. It's JIMBOHN.com. Great singer-songwriter. Let's wrap it up. Just do a recap. Definitely go check out the Guide to Living Cheaply. Ooh, there's some lightning. It's beautiful. Guide to Living Cheaply in New York City by Broke-Ass Stewart. You can get it for $11.27 at the Strand, which goes into our next little secret spot. Not really that secret if you live in New York City, but if you don't, it's a great spot on 12th and Broadway. It's a great area to just walk around. If you get there on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, You can go to the Green Market and also check out the Barnes & Noble, my flagship store. Got a great staff over there. And if you go on the second floor at the Barnes & Noble, you can go into the clearance section. I just bought a great book on the solar system, which is gigantic, absolutely gigantic. It's like basically poster-sized pictures of the universe. And I got it for $5. It was 75% off. But that's neither here nor there. Also, check out ninjavideo.net. And you can check out the latest and greatest TV shows, movies, documentaries, and DivX quality for free. You're going to have to deal with some pesky pop-ups, but it will not harm your computer in any way, shape, or form that I know about, at least. So, let's wrap it up with one more song. We're going to get into a guy named Randy Stern. This is his track called Better Days. He's touring all throughout America. The closest he will get to New York City is the Clinton Arts and Music Festival on August 29th. That's a Saturday. Check him out also on last.fm and MySpace. He's out supporting his newest album, his first solo album called Give. Just came out this year. Check that out on iTunes. And this is it for the 22nd episode of the Starving Artist Guide. Remember, keep on keeping on. This is Randy Stern with Better Days, only on the Starving Artist Guide.